following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show. Again, it's the week of January 29th is when we first are putting this show on the air. So if you listen to it later, you'll know that the tax news, the tax rules, etc. should have been current as of that date and time. But as with all shows on the radio, including my own, you should always check with your current professional advisors and make sure that what you heard, one, is correct, and two, it's correct for your facts and circumstances, as it's often the case that it's not, in fact, relative to your, it's not a good answer per se for your specific facts and circumstances. As usual, we start our show off by asking, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money, or in the case of some of the work we do, how to create significantly more wealth with your resources over the rest of your life. Because we are planners, whereas most CPAs are reporters that simply focus on what happened last year. And as planners, we're focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. In fact, depending on the strategy we help you optimize your retirement savings with, it should create twice the financial freedom that other folks on the air that are in the same space, relatively speaking, that we are, which is helping real estate investors achieve financial freedom. It's the groups out there that are self-made millionaires and use phrases like it's not the money, it's the lifestyles. Or lifestyle, rather. In any event, as Grant Cardone once said, or maybe says a lot, and I'm not necessarily a Grant Cardone fan, but that said, he says something, if you can dig through the hot air that is prevalent with Mr. Cardone on most of his videos and podcasts, he has a gem of a saying that the only people that say that are the ones that already have it. And I've at least he's being honest, right? But in any event, it's definitely about the money when you have long-term health care issues hit you, as 50% or more of Americans in retirement do. It's the huge unknown that when you've got a life expectancy now of, you know, 85 to 90, depending on whether you're male or female, and long-term health care or chronic illness issues arise, trust me, it's all about the money. And you know, we have some tools in our quiver of strategies to help you deal with that, where you're not necessarily paying exactly what those costs are. There's ways of offsetting or mitigating some of those costs. In any event, but our clients realize that, you know, when you retire, you've got to do a lot more than cover next month's bills for the rest of your life. You've got, you know, some aspirational, no doubt, taking the grandkids to Disney every other year or traveling the world, etc. And so you've got to do a lot better than what you might have thought you did based on yesteryear's metrics. And again, in this world, you've got a longevity risk, and you've got, especially right now, if you don't realize you've got a tax rate risk, you need to go check the deficit and do a little reading about the budget, the annual budget that the U.S. has on sites like truthinaccounting.org, and maybe read David McKnight's book, The Power of Zero. We're affiliated with Mr. McKnight's mentor program. We're very cognizant of the fact that the tax rates are on sale right now, and you should be looking at how to take advantage of that. And some of the strategies we employ, such as Roth conversions, are a perfect step in that direction. And thankfully, we've still got a few years. I'm going to say 2029 to 2030 is when the proverbial crap hits the fan, and our budget is totally consumed with non-discretional spending, which the bulk of which will be interest on the debt if we continue borrowing at the rate we're borrowing and the interest rates do what many people think they will. In fact, it looks like they're already getting ready to start raising rates with the Fed, and that's obviously going to affect rates on everything. But in any event, as you know, if you've tuned in before, one of the areas that we focus on with retirement funds is the use of the self-directed 401 trust. The marketing term is Solo K, and we will show you how to use that tool, how to qualify for it if you don't already, and how you can use that tool to control your money, invest in real estate, and as Marvin Zindler used to say when he would sign off each Friday night, you know, go golfing, go fishing, or do whatever makes you happy. What would you do tomorrow or Monday? Let's not think about tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, you'll get up to listen to my Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show if you're interested in this area, which we started a couple months back. And that show is exclusively focused on syndications, what I call REPs, real estate private partnership syndications. And you can learn how we analyze these partnerships, how we try to make sure we know what we're signing up for, and make you aware as a client of the same. In any event, you know, for the next hour, we'll focus on some tax news that I think is relevant as we start into a new tax season. For those of you that may not be aware, this past Monday, the IRS's e-file system is back up. They're now open for business again. And I think most folks probably don't even realize that the IRS closes for business. But every November, they shut down the e-file system. You cannot e-file until they come back up in January. They get the new tax year up and running, and you know, then are able to process returns. By the way, the IRS also closes each night. I believe it's 7 o'clock. Well, it depends on which area the IRS. If you want a tax ID, I think it's 7 p.m. Eastern and opens back up the next morning, which is a little bit unusual in today's world, but that's the rule nonetheless. We're getting ready to come up to our first break, so I just wanted to mention if you do want to make a call in and ask a question, you're free to call the 281-558-5738 line here at KSEV, or you're free to send me a text message at 713-581-0195, or you can email me at nathan@npross.com. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross. Again, it's Saturday, January 29th, where you're at. Here in Thailand, we're already on tomorrow, and I've seen tomorrow, and it looks pretty much like yesterday over here. But in any event, if you decide you're on a road to nowhere, or getting by or just getting by isn't living, and you want to have us help you assess whether maybe this real estate private partnership syndication asset class is something that would work with your facts and circumstances, you can go to our website. It's beaplanner.com. That's BEAPLANNER.com. And you'll see a couple things out there. Top navigational row there at the top of the site. One of which is our intake forms, which if you will fill those intake forms out for us, we'll be able to then have you schedule a call, which is the link right next to the intake form link, and be happy to discuss with you one-on-one what the prospects of you achieving success with this investment space. And again, you know, we're talking about deploying funds that you already have, most likely. Most Americans' net worth is tied up in a traditional 401 or IRA, and those are probably not the best assets to be tied up in. You know, if you know anything at all about the history of how the 401 came about, you'll understand that that was a massive sleight of hand back in the, I believe it was late 70s, early 80s, when all the defined benefit, the true pension plans that used to exist that are very rare creatures today, were failing. They weren't funded to where they should have been. Many of them had gone under. The government, the equivalent of the FDIC, was the PBGC, Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, I believe was the name. It had been drained, and the odds that agency was going to be able to cover all the defined benefit plans that were going under was zero. It just wasn't going to happen. So in any event, many large employers with common lobbyists were able to convince the Congress that, hey, here's an idea. Let's allow all the individual workers to fund their own retirement, and we'll give them a little bit of a tax break if they'll do it. And, of course, they didn't really explain that over the years, as those investments grow, that you still are going to owe the government a massive chunk on the way out. In other words, when you start taking your funds out of the 401. And the problem we have as we find ourselves here today, it's like so many other things that happen in Congress. When we just put a little spending program in and then it expands like nothing else, like the Medicare, or rather Medicaid under the Obamacare plan, when you look at what the states that accepted that program, when you look at the shape they're in now when it comes to their Medicaid structures, it's just horrific. And again, truthinaccounting.org will help you understand some of that. But in any event, with the 401, the problem we've got now is the tax rates, while they're the lowest in our lifetime for most of us people, I'm 61 years old, and I can certainly say it in my case. I suspect if you were 95, the answer might be different. But nonetheless, the point is, right now is the optimal time to start thinking about moving your tax-deferred funds over into tax-free, meaning from the pre-tax side of a 401 over to the Roth side. And it's probably about 65 to 70% of the larger companies have that option now. Certainly not everyone, but if you qualify to take your money out, and I want to define qualify here in a minute, you can roll that money over into a self-directed vehicle, as I mentioned a moment ago. Now you control it. You're the trustee. You're the only employee, or you and your spouse are the only employee, and you decide who, when, where, and how much to write the check to. So I'm going to suggest to the folks that tell you, the 401 is horrible, it's a failure, et cetera, they're not referring to the self-directed model that allows our clients to do the same thing they're proposing, which is to direct, control your retirement money and have it pay you, not you pay it, which is the big complaint I hear other gurus suggest is wrong with the traditional 401 apparatus. And I would agree that it has not worked. But that said, there's a lot of people that have significant amounts of money. And regardless how significant it is, it's probably the bulk of their retirement savings. And they are interested, I'm assuming, in learning, number one, how can I access it? Number two, to invest in real estate private partnerships. And number three, so you can double your retirement lifestyle. And I'm just telling you, the difference between you taking these funds out and paying tax on them today, or you being able to roll them over into a tax-free vehicle until you later take the money out, and then you're just taking out a small piece of it, relatively speaking, is night and day. And the ability to get the tax-free income within that self-directed 401 trust for a long time, 20 to 30 years, where you're not leaking 30% in taxes every time you sell an investment or exit an investment, it's a huge difference. So those of you that are thinking about retiring, don't put off retirement for another 10 years or more because you didn't understand, hey, I could have gotten started today and have those dollars working where they're not leaking any taxes until I'm ready to take money out later. And in an asset class that often, I'm not saying it's a guarantee, I'm just saying often, if you look at real estate, private partnership syndications, the ability to return 10 to 30% per year is a very common scenario. And in fact, in some cases, it's even higher. But those are not what I would suggest are the mainstream. Those are anomalies, and those are the only ones you hear about on the radio now. You don't hear about many of the bunts or the singles. But I will tell you that, if you invest in 10 transactions, you're going to get 3 or 4 bunts or singles. You may get some doubles, triples, maybe one grand slam. And if you add all that up, 20 years down the road and look back, you'll be happy with the returns if they're typical partnerships in the multifamily sector like we work with. One thing that I wanted to mention news-wise, now that I'm kind of past the intro at the 25-minute mark, is the requirement that's coming very soon here. It'll be this summer, I think July, where those of you that may have done what we recommend and really encourage our clients to do with regard to tax administration, you know, your relationship with the IRS. Many of you may not be aware, you may not have been affected by this, but the IRS has never had more problems than they have right now when it comes to processing paper, whether it's a paper filed return or whether it's, you know, they send you a request out for some information. They say maybe there's a an item that got reported to you and, you know, you didn't pick it up in your tax return or assorted other things. But in any event, IRS issued its report, I believe it was this week, it's either this week or last week, and to Congress on the kind of the state of the IRS. You know, like there's all the state of the state addresses going on right now, and I guess the most notable state of the state address that I've seen was the one the past couple of days with the governor of West Virginia, who, as you may know, is you know, I guess at a minimum, he's a very colorful character, switched from the Republicans, I mean, from the Democrats to Republicans a while back. But in any event, he had taken enough criticism from some of the celebrities. I think Bette Midler was the focus of his current ire in the state of the state address, and she, you know, criticized the average West Virginian as being, I forget the two or three words she used, but basically she said they were stupid. Well, he had a message for Miss Midler. He lifted his, I believe it's a bulldog, a rather large one, lifted it hiney first up and told Miss Midler she could kiss, you know, I forget the name of the pet. It was a creative name, but you could kiss her hiney. And, you know, I thought, you know, you don't tangle with somebody that's got they're grounded in common sense as opposed to all you progressives' wokeness. And I tell you, it's amazing how the progressives, you know, seem to be able to know how to live our life better than we do. You know, just ask them, they'll tell you. And I'm seeing more and more people that the progressives claim to help that are saying, no, they don't. You know, you look at everything they're promoting. Who does climate change hurt, or you know, dealing with climate change, rather, when the price of heating oil goes up or the price of gas at the pump goes up? Who does any one of a number of their the things they advocate, like, you know, jacking minimum wages up? Who does that hurt? You know, it hurts people at the bottom of the economic spectrum. And the article that I happened across this week had some of those folks being interviewed and explaining that they're done with the Democratic Party because they realize that everything the Democrats espouse, just like, you know, the Planned Parenthood program, who does that hurt most? You know, it's the black community. And so in any event, Trump, for all of his ills, actually lifted the black community. The statistics are out there. You can Google Trump and, you know, tax change, you know, minority communities, et cetera, and see the stats. In any event, we're coming to the end of the second break. We'll be back here in a few minutes. And if you want to call in, 281-558-5738.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Your smartphone is now your radio. All you need is a KSEV app. And with one click, you're listening to KSEV. Anytime, anywhere. No static, no boundaries. Go to the Android Marketplace or the iPhone App Store. Search KSEV. Select the KSEV app. It's free and it only takes a couple of minutes. Listen to KSEV. It's easy with the KSEV app. More details at KSEVradio.com.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers are the Voice of Texas.
You and your family are invited to the Four Chaplains Honor and Remembrance Ceremony, Sunday, February 6th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Church at the Cross, located at 3835 South Derry Ashford Road. On February 3rd, 1943, during World War II, the USAT Dorchester was fired upon and sunk by a German U-boat with 902 men aboard the Dorchester. 672 died, leaving 230 survivors. When the news reached the American shores, the nation was stunned by the magnitude of the tragedy and heroic conduct of the four chaplains. When there was no more life jackets in the storage room, the chaplains removed theirs and gave them to four frightened young men. Come remember the bravery, selflessness, and faith demonstrated by these remarkable young men. Search for the Four Chaplains Honor Ceremony on Eventbrite.com or contact your nearest American Legion post for details at LegionDIST22.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I'm going to pick up back with the concept of, the problems the IRS is having and what you should want to do about it. First of all, the annual report that IRS submitted to Congress to give them the state of the state of the IRS wasn't pretty. And it showed that their pandemic induced backlog, which, you know, I can't remember ever hearing the words IRS. And I mean, as bad as the service has gotten at some points in our history, I never remember backlog and IRS being used in the same sentence when it came to just general filing. But, you know, the report stated that, you know, there's some 8 million paper documents, 8+ million paper documents that the IRS is behind on processing. And I know for a fact with some of our clients that filed paper returns or they've had to respond to an IRS notice, according to the report sent into the IRS or sent into Congress, there's a average of a 6-month wait to have the IRS address those paper filings. That's unbelievable. And so two things. One, if you can e-file, e-file is the way to approach your tax filings, whether it's, you know, through your own efforts using something like TurboTax. You know, that's kind of a common one. Or it's through your preparer, you know, your professional preparer like us. By the way, you know, TurboTax, I don't think I've talked about it on the air before. It's an amazing piece of software. I find it just unbelievable that that tool can exist and basically walk someone, you know, it's got artificial intelligence that's pretty sharp, quote unquote, and it can walk most people or many people through a return that's basic and simple. That said, you know, Makita makes a heck of a power saw that I bought at Home Depot once. In fact, I bought one over here in Thailand too that I almost cut my leg off with. So, you know, it's got good and bad possibilities. But what I'm going to suggest to you, kind of like me almost cut my leg off, is that power saw, as good as it is, does not make me a carpenter. Nor does TurboTax, as good as it is, make you a tax preparer. And I get a lot of returns submitted to us the year that a client comes to us, a new client, and they want me to look over prior years, and there's always issues. If they're more than like a W-2 and a Schedule A with some mortgage interest, et cetera. You own some real estate, you got a couple rental houses, or you've got a partnership interest, passive partnership interest that involves creating the carry forwards for the passive activity loss rules. I can tell you almost without looking at those returns that they're not correct. And the problem is, it's just like me trying to build a doghouse, is there's a certain perspective to the skill sets, the materials you're using, etc., that go right over my head. What I don't know can hurt me. And I'm going to tell you, when it comes to a tax return, that's times 10. And if you get something, like one thing I see that's common is a client will, yeah, when it comes to depreciation, they'll just say, don't really need it. Maybe I've already got a loss on this property for this year. And they don't claim it, thinking that, oh, that's just an optional deduction in the IRS's world. Well, let me tell you something. Depreciation in the IRS's world is a concept of you having used it, whether you claimed it or not. So let's fast forward 15 years. Once you put that property in service, and I'm going to use some rounded math, you know, the depreciable life on the dwelling for a rental property is 27 and a half years. Let's call it 30. I'm going to use 30 because the math is easier. And let's assume I paid $200,000 for that property. Well, the IRS assumes that your cost basis is now down to $100,000. It's half of your purchase because of the depreciation that was allowed for that first 15 years. So it's allowed or allowable, whether you choose to claim it or not. And so, believe it or not, if you sold that property for $200,000, and I'm using some general rules, I'm not getting into recapture or other issues that probably would apply. But if you sold it for $200,000, in your mind, you probably don't think you have a gain. But under the tax code, you've got a $100,000 gain because your depreciation that you should have taken reduces that cost basis of that property down to $100,000. That's a real shocker for many people. And so if you're in that position, there are ways to get some retroactive use of the depreciation if you understand how to do that, and it's likely that you won't figure it out, so you obviously should engage a professional that can take a look at that, and then whatever else might need to be corrected. Anyway, the point of the article that I'm trying to get to is the IRS, come July of this year, is moving to a different way of identity verification for you to have your own account at IRS.gov, which is something we recommend every client have. It gives you access to look at assorted transcripts, you know, wage and income. There's other transcript options for other facets of federal filings. It also would show you, if you remembered this past year, you had to answer questions on the return concerning which of the stimulus payments you received, which it'll show it there. Bottom line is, it is a necessity in the current state of the IRS that you have this electronic tool to drill down into your tax account to find out specific information. I believe the current stat is that only 1 out of 9 phone calls to the IRS, I believe it's 9, it may have been 90, and that wouldn't surprise me, but I think it was 1 in 9, or is the number that gets answered. So it's a frustrating, frustrating experience. Even the priority line that we practitioners have, you call it right now, and in most cases, you literally get a message saying, yeah, we're sorry, all of our associates or all of our staff are tied up, you know, helping other customers. Please call back. It's not leave a message and we'll call. It's please call back. Okay, that's how we as professionals trying to help the IRS mow down the stack of delinquents, you know, is told what to do. So in any event, the verification, the ID verification process right now is a matter of you having a tax return that you can provide certain information off of, like what was your you know, income last year, or did you have a refund, or did you, oh, I've forgotten the specific questions. It's been a while since I've done mine. But, and then it'll ask you certain questions about maybe what kind of, you know, it'll give you a list of three or four cars. This is like on a mortgage app where you have to say which one you had or none of them, as the case may be. Bottom line is it's relatively painless. But now they've partnered, the IRS and many other government agencies, I think they've standardized, has partnered with the ID.me site. It's a, quote, IRS trusted technology provider. That's kind of scary. To provide identity verification for IRS applications, individual taxpayers and tax professionals are required to verify with ID.me. And I'm going to warn you in advance, part of the process is taking a video selfie and sending that up to the site so that they can compare that to one or more sources that they already have access to. Okay, so be prepared. It takes time. If you get through on the first attempt, you'll be in the minority of folks that have been able to do that. And for those of you that just give up, or for those of you that just say, look, you know, I don't want to do this, we have tools where we are able to access the IRS's computer system. And, of course, this is after we've verified with ID.me, where if you provide a power of attorney to us, we can go back as far as, I believe it's 20 years, still 20 years, to look at your filing history. We can assess any penalties that you may have been charged. There are more than a few penalties that have a first-time penalty abatement opportunity that we might be able to take advantage of you to actually get you some money back, depending on what the penalty was assessed for. And then it also has other information that you won't see on your IRS.gov account if you have one, involving audit selection criteria, where we can assess easily how likely you are for any given year. Let's say you filed your return a year and a half ago, and we can show you what your ranking is for a possible audit selection, typically about 6 months before that would occur. And so in any event, that's helpful in that as long as you haven't gotten an audit notice, you can still amend that return. So it's things like that that we'll have access to, and we'll provide that to our clients depending on, you know, what level of client you are with us in terms of your service package. It'll be included with some. Others will pay us a fee. And then if you're not a client, we'll still consider providing a service package for you so you know you've got an ability to have a professional look at it. In any event, we're getting ready to come up to the third break. Here comes the music. So we will be back here momentarily to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Thank you.
So I started out for God knows where.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Texas is a big state. Thousands move here every month. That's why it's so important that we work together to keep our roads clean and beautiful. I'm Joe Weber, TxDOT's Executive Director, and I need your help. Let's show our pride as Texans and keep litter off our roads. Let's put it where it belongs. Even small items like empty cans, cigarette butts, and fast food wrappers add up to a big mess on our roadsides. And trashing our highways isn't just bad news, it's a crime. So remember, don't mess with Texas means don't litter.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
We're now officially 1 year into the Biden hole. Let's take a look at Sleepy Joe's greatest accomplishments.
But
God help us all.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas.
Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, for our fourth and final segment. And if you would like to call in and ask a question, 281-558-5738, or you can send me an email at nathan@npross.com, or you can send a text message to 713-581-0195. I was mentioning earlier the ID.me and the things that are going on at IRS, and everyone, including the IRS, you know, as they gave the report to Congress, everyone in our business is warning about how this tax season coming up, the one we're just starting, will be the most frustrating of all time. And I don't doubt that. And I'm going to suggest to you that if you want to work with professionals, I have just added some bench strength, as it were, if it were a baseball game. I've got several new associates, most of which are as old or older than I am. So they're mature, they're professional, they've been doing this a while, and we've got some younger folks that are backing them up. So for those of you that may have heard me in the past say that I really don't want to be your report, I don't want to do your tax returns, that's still a true statement, by the way, because it won't be Nathan, but it'll be people closely aligned with me that have my skill sets. In fact, they're members of the same tax mastermind group that I participate with out of Cincinnati and Dallas, got two locations. But in any event, they are planners. It's just that they also do reporting because they realize, like I do, that to some extent we all have to do reporting to keep the reporters that aren't quite as gifted as we would like from torpedoing our tax planning strategies. So again, if you're interested in having us take a look at your return, possibly is doing preparation, two things. Go to our website, baplanner.com. Go to the intake forms and fill out at least the client profile and the individual tax reporting profile. If you have a business, include that one, and we'll be happy to take a look. We will tell you in advance. There will be no cost to assess your a particular return, and we'll tell you what that's going to cost you. We've done this between the several folks that I've added myself. We've done this thousands of times. We don't have to tell you, oh, we want to wait and see your data. No, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us the kind of investments you have. All this is provided on the intake forms, and we'll tell you, hey, this is what this return will cost you if you choose to have somebody like our firm do it, as compared to, say, H&R Block or Liberty or folks like that, that may be a good fit for you. I don't know. We'll tell you that once we see your intake forms submitted, because we're not looking to establish a relationship where it's either, one, a bad use of our time, or two, a bad use of your money. I mean, we want there to be a cost-justifiable value, and I will stipulate that with compliance work like tax preparation, sometimes it's hard to cost-justify, but, you know, hey, you will also be giving us the information we need to understand some tax planning strategies that might apply to your situation. And if that's the case, then we very well may be able to cost justify even the compliance work, which that's a good deal as I see it. But in any event, the other thing you should do is, once you've done that, send us an email to info@mpross.com, just letting us know that, hey, we submitted the forms, want to make sure you got them. You know, every once in a while there's a hiccup. Or you could also text or call 713-581-0195. That's a cell phone, or you can call the office at 713-589-8727. And one of my associates or myself, just depends on who's doing what, when, where, will be back in touch with you to let you know we got it, and we will be assessing it in short order. I wanted to discuss, I mean, this seems like it would be a common sense kind of thing, but I saw the article and I thought, and the article's weak. I mean, it's about a 2 or 3 paragraph article that, boy, could they have done more? Well, it's more than that. I shouldn't say that. It's, I don't know, 8 or 10. But it was on CNBC, I believe it was this past week. January 27th. Talking about plan now. I like it anytime I see something that overtly is talking about planning. Plan now to avoid a tax bomb later. Why your asset location matters. Well, I would add to this why your pre-tax retirement funds status matters. In other words, why not start now? You know what's coming. You got about 8 years before the tax brackets will likely have to double, unless we choose to default on the debt, which that's just a non-starter, as it were. You cannot default on the U.S. debt, or you've got major, major problems. Nobody will buy our T-bills. The people that will buy them are going to want a lot more in return in terms of the rates, and, you know, bread will be like Venezuela, $425 a loaf. I mean, that's where we're headed. It'll make the Depression of 1929 look like a cakewalk, relatively speaking, unless we start paying down the deficit. And all these proposals, wonderful that we want to turn around climate change, it's not going to matter if we aren't able to buy food and other things, transportation, et cetera, that we're kind of accustomed to here in the U.S., if you haven't noticed. And trust me, if you get outside the U.S., which I've suggested every American should go live overseas for a year or more to see how the rest of the world somehow makes it without, as an example, here in Thailand, we have no hot water in most of our sinks in the kitchens. And I'll never forget the first time it dawned on me. I mean, I'd been coming back and forth a while, and my wife and I had moved into an apartment and another apartment. And I try to stay out of the kitchen, except when it's, she says the food's ready. Then of course I'm there. But bottom line is, I thought, how do we clean dishes? How in the world can we eat off dishes that haven't been sanitized by 8,000 degree dishwasher? And she just laughed, and it's like, you know, silly rabbit, you know, we use antibacterial soap. And I said, well, what does that matter? And so anyway, this would be the first argument of many that I finally learned to quit arguing with her about, because common sense will trump a BBA and an MBA almost every day of the week. And a lot of you probably are chuckling at that because you've run into this at work, right? But in any event, I said, well, I'm going to ask my friend. I've got a friend from America here from Austin, Texas, UT grad, and he has a barbecue shop. And I said, well, I'm going to ask him because he's got a restaurant. He can answer. He can settle this dispute. So I asked Mark, you know, what's the deal? Surely you've got, you know, high temperature dishwashers. And he about fell out of his chair laughing. And he said, no, nobody here does, unless it's maybe the international hotels that do it. And he said, we wash cold water with antibacterial soap. And I thought, wow. And, you know, I don't see people dying here. And it's just like everything else, you know, here is function over form. We don't care. I say we. The Thai don't care if it's a Gucci or a what we call a grade A copy. It's the function at the lowest price is the one that wins the comparative. And admittedly, I've finally got my wife to understand the time continuum so that you work at that end of the value equation. But bottom line is, some things that might be common sense aren't. And this article talks about where your asset is located. And if you do a comparison, and again, there's several sites I keep mentioning, truthinaccounting.org. They've got a lot of comparative information. It's more about the financial condition of states and cities across America. And you can kind of figure it out that if your state has some major deficit problems, the rates that they're charging for income tax or property taxes or whatever is probably headed up. But in any event, the article here talks about, you know, how maybe your 401k will be shielded, but maybe other things such as dividends, capital gains, you know, interest from bonds, things like that may mean you owe taxes on those activities. So you want to do some research online and obviously make sure that before you plant down your retirement roots that you've done what you can to pick a tax-friendly locale. And you may be surprised at where some of those are. But in any event, so we've got a couple minutes left here, and I wanted to mention again, I talked just briefly about the 401 trust. I want to make sure that you folks understand that regardless, if you're in the great state of Texas and you are married, and I'm going to suggest happily, it's important, you have the ability, whether your HR department knows about it or not, and of course they will never tell you this option because most of them don't know about it, you have the ability to get to your 401 money and assorted other pension plan or retirement plans, 403Bs, 457s, even defined benefit plans in some cases, and get that money out by paying no tax, can be rolled over, and no penalty. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter if you quit your job, you can get to those funds and repartition them over to your spouse in this case. And since we're coming to the end of the show, we've talked about this many weeks on the air, but we'll talk more about it again perhaps next week. But if you have a question, shoot me an email to info@mpross.com. Just mention the acronym QUADRO, Q-D-R-O. And I'll contact you, or perhaps I'll have my attorney contact you to discuss that. In any event, the show's got a few seconds left here. Thank you for listening this week. As usual, I enjoy it. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., right here on KSEV with the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.